Well, if the Conservatives win, and if they win with a reasonable majority, which is what the polls are suggesting at the moment, but the polls have been all over the place in the last few years, so you know we can't be certain there. But if they win with a good majority, which is what they want, they would get the withdrawal agreement bill through Parliament. That then has to be agreed with the EU. That can then take place as soon as possible, because at the moment Britain has been given an extension until 31st January. Once that happens, then it'll seem, you know, everyone, what politicians will say is that, you know, Britain has now formally left the EU, and on paper that will be true, and on the very next day it will seem as though nothing has changed whatsoever. Because during the there's a period up until December the 31st, 2020, which is a transition period. During that period, the EU and the UK then have to agree what kind of trade arrangements they're going to have. So within that time, let's say it's about a year, Britain will still be subject to EU law, regulations. It'll be in complete regulatory alignment. It'll seem as though nothing has changed. The question then is that Boris and the Conservatives are saying we will definitely be out, or we'll definitely be out of the transition period by 31st 2020. We will have a fantastic free trade agreement with the EU. This is what they're saying, absolutely sure about it. What the Remainers and pro-EU people are saying is that no way can you get a trade deal done within a year. Most trade deals take 5, 6, 7 years. Da, da, da. So then the danger is, or what the Remainers say is, does that mean you crash out of the EU on the 31st of December 2020 on World Trade Organization terms? But that's to be... This is an argument. No one can say what's going to happen exactly.